Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the Waves of Radio Islam International this Monday evening. It is the Senha program. In this program, we will take a look at the products that is halal consumable as far as Senha is concerned. With us on the line is Mulana Bilal from Senha. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yourself, Mulana, and the wonderful listeners. We hope that you're doing well.
We hope you're keeping well, Mulana.
Alhamdulillah, with the Father and the Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are well, we have nothing to complain about.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. Okay, Mulana, we're going to start the program off. We let the listeners know that all the lines are, alhamdulillah, working today. You can call us directly at the studio, 011-854-1548. The SMS 948855 is up, and the WhatsApp number is running as well. And as I speak, I see there is one WhatsApp message that has already come through. Well, starting off, okay, I think it's the wrong message that... Okay. The message reads, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is Beacon Easter Eggs halal?
These Easter eggs, or the marshmallow Easter eggs, they do contain bovine gelatin. Bovine gelatin coming from cattle that have not been slaughtered on the skin. And therefore, we do not regard them as halal. We would advise consumers to stay away from them. However, the candy eggs, the white candy-coated eggs, plain eggs, chocolate eggs, those are halal also tomorrow.
Okay. Is the Big Mouth restaurant in Sandton City, Mandela Square, certified halal? It says here, Mulana, they claim the meat is halal, no pork on the menu, but they serve alcohol. Many Muslims eat there and claim to consume
the
seafood.
A restaurant can never be halal. This is a very big misunderstanding. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, you know, that the person who believes in Allah and the last day, he won't sit at any table that where alcohol is served. So it's against the sharm, the sickness of a mu'min to even visit such a place.
She most certainly. Okay, Mulana, another question coming through. They have, I'm just trying to open the picture. They have this clover cheese. It's a cheddar flavored medium fat processed cheese. It's written clover and it's clover berg cheese.
Okay, this product also contains bovine gelatin, and therefore we recommend that people stay away from it.
Well, just to gain some clarity on the matter, when we speak of bovine gelatin, bovine gelatin is from is beef gelatin. It's from cow. Am I correct?
That's correct. It's the raw material collagen comes from a cattle, so from beef, and then it is processed into gelatin.
Okay, so when it is so bovine gelatin, if you buy a product and you see written on there bovine gelatin, that means it comes from cattle. But there's no indication whether the cattle was slaughtered halal or it was not slaughtered halal. We've got to contact, for example, like we've got to contact an organization like yourselves that will be able to tell us that.
In fact, most of the bovine gelatin in the world would not be from halal slaughtered animals. There are very few manufacturers who process raw material which comes from animals exclusively or only slaughtered by Muslims. So gelatin from countries like Pakistan, from Malaysia, Indonesia, those countries, there are certain manufacturers or abattoirs who send on their raw material to a gelatin manufacturing plants, and there those gelatin would be halal. But again, it's a drop in the ocean compared to the non-halal gelatin that we find in most parts.
Okay. Ma, what about the Samba crisps? Is that halal? They're asking particularly about meat flavors.
Yes, all the Samba crisp products are halal. We do audits at their factory, and we can guarantee that they are halal.
The meat flavors as well?
Yes.
Okay. Another question. Assalamu alaikum. Are we allowed to use heel balms that have urea in them?
Urea naturally is found in the urine of animals or mammals. However, when it's used for commercial purposes, then it is synthesized, it is manufactured synthetically, so there's no problem with the ingredient. And yes, those products may be used.
Mulana, further questions coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Woolworths feta cheese halal?
Woolworths cheese, unfortunately, at the moment, we're not sure who manufactures for them. We do know that there are a lot of companies that manufacture their products from time to time. They change suppliers as well. So at the moment, we're not in a position to give any guarantees.
Okay, what about Spears biscuits, rather? Is that halal?
Chelsea Spears, yes, those products are halal suitable.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Nobody picking up the phone there. Let's carry on with further questions coming through. Molana, is Tang tropical flavored drink halal?
Yes, the product is halal suitable.
What about laughing cow cheese?
Also halal suitable.
Okay, let's see. There's is Flora 60% fat spread halal?
The Flora products manufactured in South Africa are halal. I know that there's been a lot of messages going around saying that they do contain pork, but that's not relevant to the South African market at all, and we should just ignore those messages.
Okay, Morana, somebody has sent a picture through here. It's Lexus Hazelnut, and in the picture I can see a whole lot of chocolates. They're asking, is the above chocolate halal?
Not familiar with the product. If the consumer can please forward it to our offices, we will then investigate further. Inshallah, at the end of the program, I will give our contact details.
Okay, so whoever has sent that message through, the picture of the Lexus chocolates, you go to contact in our offices, and they're going to need some more details. Mawlana Assalam, okay, let's see, there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. You can go ahead. What is? Okay, I think they dropped the line there. Okay, Mona, let's take a look at further. Okay, let's see if the caller is back on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
You can go ahead. What's your question?
Mulan, I'd like to ask you, Sifro. Can you speak of Sifro?
Okay, this product does contain bovine gelatin. A gelatin, unfortunately, coming from non-halal slaughtered cattle. However, we are not aware of any alternatives for this medication. And where no alternatives exist, the ulama have given concession that the product may be used.
Jazakallah for the call. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a question here.
Jee.
Woolworth's low fat yogurt, is it halal?
The low fat
Woolworth
yogurt? Yes. All the Woolworth yogurts are halal suitable, with the exception of the low fat flavored smooth variant. So as long as it's not low fat, smooth, flavored strawberry, vanilla, etc., it would be okay.
Jazakallah.
Okay, another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Jee, you can go ahead. What is your question?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You can go ahead. What is your question?
It's about the toothpaste.
Jee.
Colgate.
Mm-hmm.
Close Up. Aquafresh. And Oral B.
Okay. With regards to Colgate and Oral-B, unfortunately, we have no disclosure from those companies, so we cannot give any guarantee for their toothpaste products. Close-Up and Aquafresh are halal suitable.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for the call. Molana, more questions coming through. Is Jalebi flavored sour candy manufactured by Saadet Halal? It says here made in Turkey.
These products from Turkey, we cannot give any guarantee, unfortunately. Many of them do contain gelatin, and most probably this gelatin coming from Europe or from South America, we're not sure of the source, so we would advise consumers to please stay away from them.
Okay, what about rainbow chickens? Is that halal?
Rainbow chickens, the fresh and frozen chicken products, are certified or approved halal by Senha. It's only the processed products like the bologna, the Vienna, scrum chicken products, etc., that we do not approve because they utilize poultry which is imported from Brazil to manufacture those products.
Okay. What about strawberry ProNutro? Is that okay?
Unfortunately, that product, we did find a problem with the flavoring, and the company doesn't want to give us information any longer, so we would still advise consumers to please stay away from that flavor.
Stay away from the strawberry flavor. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Oreo chocolate halal?
The Oreo chocolate. Unfortunately, no disclosure to date yet from Mondelez International. We're still not in a position to advise.
Okay, what about Tasty Treats wafers?
Tasty Treats are from the Snackworks company. The company also does not want to update the information they have given us previously, so we cannot give any guarantee any longer.
Okay, is Nature's Dream bread halal?
Yes, it is halal for tomorrow.
Darling Smooth Tropical Flavored Yogurt and Darling Sour Milk.
The Darling products, unfortunately, we also haven't received any disclosure from them. We are querying some of the yogurt products at the moment, and inshallah, when the process is completed, then we'll be able to give a much more fuller answer.
Okay, so for now, we've got to stay away from the Darling products. LHX tablets and syrup, is that okay?
The syrup is halal suitable. The tablets does contain bovine gelatin.
So, okay, advice to stay away from the tablets. The syrup is fine.
Another call? Use an alternative in the case of the LHX tablets. There are some alternatives available like Rhinitin or Elicit.
Okay, I believe there is a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. I need to ask a question.
So you can go ahead.
I want to know that is strepsil halal? Strepsil, throat lozenges.
Yes, they are halal suitable.
It's got little alcohol, I see, when I read it.
Yeah, it does contain benzyl alcohol. However, that's not the same type of alcohol that's intoxicating what we know as liquor. Therefore, it's halal suitable.
It's suitable. Jazakallah.
Yes.
Okay, Jazakallah for the call. Another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. My last question.
Okay, you're breaking up quite a bit there. Can you just move around then?
Okay.
Okay, you can go ahead. What is the question?
I just want to find out which soy sauces are halal.
Soy sauces, there's a brand called Hasty Tasty, there's All Joy, there's Kimano, which is certified halal by Sena. So these brands you can have.
Okay, because I see some of them contain alcohol. Those are obviously not halal, isn't it?
Okay, so in the production of the soy sauce, there is a fermentation process, and fermentation leads to a bit of alcohol in the product. However, there's no danger of intoxication from the soy sauce itself, therefore it's not regarded as haram. It's the same like in a yogurt, there would be a percentage of ethanol in the product. Even an overripe fruit would have a percentage of ethanol also.
Oh, okay, so the soy sauces that contain the alcohol, are they halal suitable?
So if they use impure types of alcohol like wine to manufacture the soy sauce, or if wine is used in the facility, in the production facility, then obviously there will be contamination. But to my knowledge, most companies, the ethanol that's listed as an ingredient on the soy sauce is part of the production process. It's not actually an added ingredient.
All right, Jazakallah.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, Assalamu alaikum. That reads the question. Please advise if Fluoro Light and Fluoro Proactive is halal.
Yes, the products are halal for sure.
Okay. Which Listerine mouthwash is halal?
You may use the Listerine Zero as well as the normal one.
As well as the?
The normal Listerine mouthwash.
Okay. Well, I see you just answered the question, but the question is coming through again. Oral-B and Colgate toothbrushes, is that okay? I think, okay, Mona probably said about the toothpaste, so now they're asking about the toothbrushes, is that okay? And can they be manufactured in any country?
Yes, those products are halal suitable. Generally, the brushes that are available commercially, they use synthetic materials and do not use animal-derived materials to manufacture the brush yet.
Okay, I see it's quite a bit about toothpastes and toothbrushes. Another question coming through, is Mentor and P okay to use?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's see this question here. Polar Factory Shop, they sell ice creams in Lanesha, is that okay?
Polar Factory Shop.
Polar.
We only give a guarantee for the Ola products which actually have our logo on the product packaging. Many of the other products are imported, coming from factories where there's no controls for halal. There's no checking that or vetting that the ingredients are only from halal sources, and we cannot give any guarantee for those products.
Okay, Maharaj, that's what's in regards to the Polar Factory Shop.
Oh, Polar Ice Cream.
Ji, the Polar Factory Shop Ice Cream, Indonesia.
Okay, Polar Ice Creams are unfortunately not certified by us. We do know that some of the variants contain bovine gelatin. Again, with bovine gelatin, we would advise consumers to stay away from those products.
So, Maharaj, any of the products that don't contain, don't have the Senna logo on it?
No, we haven't certified the Polar Ice Creams.
Okay. Notice some Kaylee's marshmallow eggs do not have the Senha logo. Is this halal?
Kaylee's marshmallows, unfortunately, the printer had forgotten to append the Senha halal logo to the product, but it is certified halal by Senha, and we can confirm that it is halal.
Okay, that's good. Also, is Labello permissible to use if some contain alcohol?
If I didn't get the name of the product.
Labello.
Yes, it may be used. The type of ethanol in these products is not impure, so when applying them, it's not najis. It's not going to affect your saliva anyway. It's not going to make your body najis.
Okay, Marana, are we allowed the laughing cow cheese and the cheese dipper sticks?
Yes, those products may be consumed. They are halal suitable.
All right. Oral B toothpaste, is that halal?
Regrettably, no information submitted from the company side, so we cannot give any guarantee.
All right, while we're waiting for, let's just taking a bit of time for this one to open. Okay, Maulana, further questions coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Beacon Mint Imperial halal?
Yes, Beacon Mint Imperials are halal suitable. Not to be confused with the Wilson's Mint Imperials, which actually do contain bovine gelatin.
Okay, what about endearments? Is that halal?
Endearments also contains bovine gelatin, not approved by Shara.
Now a picture has come through here. There's a picture of this chocolate. It's written here, Belgian chocolate. Belgian famous chocolates. There's two flavors here, the milk chocolate as well as the dark chocolate.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have information on this product at the moment. What we need to do is determine exactly who the manufacturer of the product is, what type of factory it comes from, you know, do they produce alcohol variants and so forth before we can give a ruling. So if the consumer can please forward the details to us, and then we'll investigate it further.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is Deba meat certified by Senha? Jazakumullah khair.
If I didn't get the name of the outlet there.
Deba meat.
Deba meat.
Yeah, just written Deba meat. It's Deba meat. Taybah. That's how it's spelled.
And no further information on where this Deba meat is situated. Nothing at all.
Okay, so the person that sent in that question can contact Senha directly, and inshallah they'll be able to give you, or rather they will need a bit more details from you, and they will be able to query it. Mulana, there's a question coming through. Is the following chocolates of Cadbury halal? Cadbury Oreo chocolate, rum and raisin chocolate, top deck, flake.
The top deck and the flake are halal suitable. The Oreo, we are still investigating that product, and with the rum and raisin, whilst it said that the flavor is of a synthetic nature, because the plant is not certified halal, we would advise consumers to rather abstain from it.
Ma, what about Danone yogurts? Which ones are suitable?
All the yogurts from Danone are halal suitable, with the exception of three variants. It's the Nutriday low-fat plain, the Nutriday snacks yogurts, and the Nutriday yogurts which contain real fruit pieces.
Okay. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is the 1P in Trade Route Mall halal?
Yes, it is certified halal by Sana.
Okay, let's look at further questions. Is Mug and Bean halal at Pick and Pay by the sea?
Okay, we haven't certified any Mug and Bean close to the beaches. So for that store, unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee at all.
Okay, what about Colcaccio's halal certified Bluebird Center? Ethel.
Okay, this is a recent addition. It is a
Shana
certified restaurant, yes.
Big question, is Lindt chocolate certified?
It's not certified halal. However, the non-liquor variants are deemed halal suitable. So what one needs to do is check the ingredient packaging, see that no liquor is mentioned, either in the description of the product, in the product's name itself, or in the ingredients.
Okay, just no liquor must be mentioned there.
Yes.
So now what about Häagen-Dazs Mug Hot Chocolate?
Unfortunately, we're not in a position to give any guarantee any longer for this product because the company does not send us updated information.
Okay, is classic yogurts halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, let's wait for this message here to open. The message is Cadbury chocolates halal.
The Cadbury chocolates manufactured in South Africa are halal suitable. The flakes, which is imported, is also halal suitable. The other imports like Crunchy, Five Star, Glow, and the Oreo chocolates, that we cannot give any guarantee on yet.
Okay, Ma, there's one more question here, and I see somebody else on the system shows typing. If they manage to type it fast enough, we'll probably take it. Let's see this question first. Is Cremonaise halal?
Yes, this product is halal suitable.
Okay, the next one has come through as well. Is the Wild Bean Cafe halal?
We don't have any agreement with this franchise, therefore cannot give any assurance for the outlets, nor for the product.
Okay. What about one or two coming through? Delicious chocolates and wafers, is that halal?
These products manufactured on behalf of Clix. Unfortunately, Clix does not disclose to us who the manufacturers are, and therefore we cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, Moran, the person that sent that question through before with regards to Teba Meats, they've sent another message now. Teba Meats are from the KMSZ Hanka, that's a Hanka Maresha, Sheikh Zakaria Hanka. They supply meats like chicken, mutton, and beef.
Okay, from our side, we don't have any information on them, and
okay,
we obviously cannot comment.
Alright, why are bottled waters certified by halal organizations? Would any bottled waters be halal, or at least would still spring waters be fine?
Well, water in general is halal. There is the checking of the filtering system. You know, sometimes they could use pork bones or carbon from pork to filter the water. So there is that concern. But mostly the request for halal certification of these products, it actually emanates from the company themselves. They want to market the product better.
Well, another question coming through. The person is asking, which cat food is halal?
Unfortunately, we haven't come across a brand of cat food that we can give a guarantee that the product is 100% halal, because the protein used in these products comes from non-halal sources.
Okay.
The safest option is still to stick to the products which have mostly fish in them. You know, you would find the fish variants or the fish snacks if you look in the pet food aisle.
Okay, Ma, the final two questions are going to take very, very quickly. Woolies Prawn Cocktail Seafood Snack, is that halal?
Yes, that product is halal suitable.
And Hot Rods Restaurant, is that okay?
Not sure about the restaurant. First time I'm hearing of them. If the consumer can please forward that query to our officers.
Okay, so the person that sent through this question, you're going to have to contact Senha, give them more details, and they will be able to get back to you. Manana, the details for Senha, those people that need to contact you, people, very quickly.
Yeah, if the consumers can please contact us with any queries, with any suggestions, any criticisms as well, our contact details are 0861-786-111. Our email address, helpline@senha.org.za. You can even find us on social media, that is on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram. Senha_halal.
JazakAllah for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance, Mullah.
I mean, JazakAllah khairan again for the opportunity and to the consumers who have listened to the program.
JazakAllah to the consumers, JazakAllah to the listeners. Through your questions, we are all learning. Inshallah, the program will continue next week. With that, we terminate this week's program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.